It's time to talk about the boys team with the head coach, the Albert Lee boys soccer team, Zach Luther. And Zach, a good afternoon. And like always, thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Now, Zach, before we talk about last night's game against Owatonna and a scrimmage that took place a couple of weeks ago, let's rewind. Do you remember offhand what the final record for the team was last year?
I think it was 2-12-1.
2-12-1. And how many players did you lose from a graduation from last year?
We lost 4 or 5 seniors to graduation, and then just from some guys not deciding to come back out, we lost, I think, 3 or 4 more returners from last season.
And, Zach, when it comes to numbers, because we know with any sport, it's a numbers game, how are the numbers this year for boys soccer?
So we've gotten them up to a respectable point. I was a little worried at one point in the season. Before we started, I had about 18 guys registered. But we're up in the 40s now. It's just making sure we get everyone on the same page and getting them all showing up.
Zach Luther, head coach, Albert Lee boys soccer team, with us here on Acate Radio. And, Zach, I don't know if you know offhand or if you have a roster in front of you, but just talk about some of the guys and where they play that make up this year's team.
Yeah, so starting with some of our returners, guys that I know will be contributing in a couple different spots. Starting the back line, I've got Caden Inderly. He's a returning captain. He's a senior. This is his 4th year on the varsity team. He's a center back, and it really kind of starts with him. He sets a lot of the tone for the team. Right in front of him, I've got another returner, Aiden Hartman. He's a midfielder but can play through the defensive back line as well. Another one of my captains with Caden, and in front of him is Diego Balbuena Vidal, another midfielder. He kind of plays more in the attacking role, and he kind of makes up my 3rd captain, so that's the team leadership there. Some other guys returning in the back line, I've got Raleigh Palomo, he's a senior defenseman, Alex Palmer, a junior defensive player, both coming back from the team last year, so it's nice to have some experience returning back there. And then on the wings, I've got John Amorosa and Mike Olson both coming back from last year's team, ready to contribute.
Now, Zach, it was back on August 20th, but give us your thoughts. It's always nice to have a scrimmage or scrimmages before you get to an opening night, which was last night. Going back to the scrimmages in Fairmont, give me your thoughts. How did things go out there?
You know, I woke up that morning not really sure what I'd see, since I had a lot of new players that would be, you know, playing on the team for the first time. But I left the afternoon feeling a lot better about where things stood. Had some guys, you know, play in the quote-unquote varsity scrimmage and get their first kind of varsity minutes ever before. I mean, playing against other teams' scrimmage squads. And, you know, they showed well. And the team, you know, showed me that they can move the ball around, earn some scrappy goals, make some nice offensive plays, and, you know, hold a solid back line. So it was nice to see some guys get their first minutes. Obviously, some areas that we need to improve, and after last night, continue to improve. But it was nice to just kind of get an idea of where guys can contribute on this squad.
Well, Zach, let's talk about last night. Owatonna on the road to a kickoff the season. What was the score of last night's game, and give us your thoughts?
So the final score was 11-0. We definitely got beat handily by a very talented Owatonna team. They played 3 games. They've beaten both Lakesville North and South already this season, so 2 very tough opponents that, you know, definitely show that Owatonna is going to be a quality team playing at the top of the conference this year. The game itself, like, I knew it was going to be a tough one going into it anyways, but we were a little shorthanded with some guys that were unable to play these first couple games, so rotated through some guys out of position and even had a couple of JV call-ups, so I had 7 or 8 guys get their first varsity minutes last night in the game, so kind of a trial by fire for them there. tough way to, you know, earn their first minutes, but overall, like, it's going to be one of those games that was tough to begin with, so in the best of circumstances, we'd had a tough time, so last night we just kind of take our licks and move forward and look at the film and see what we can improve upon for next Thursday.
You know, you talk about trial by fire, and sometimes, you know, it's a good thing when you're taking on some really good competition, because these guys get a taste of it really quick, and they know right off the bat that if you want to be a top team in the Big 9, this is how you have to play. So from that standpoint, it was probably some really good experience for those guys.
Absolutely. You know, it's not a terrible one to get out of the way early, the Owatonna game. I mean, they're always a very Solid team. Bob does a really nice job with them up there. And, you know, their size, too, is just it's tough to compete with sometimes. And, you know, when it's your first time stepping onto a varsity soccer field, you're going up against guys 6-7 inches taller than you sometimes. a little bit of a mental hurdle to get over. And now that they've seen that, put it behind them, we can take a step forward for next time.
Zach, speaking of the Big Nine Conference, are you expecting Owatonna to be one of the favorites in the conference?
You know, I usually pencil them in that top quarter of it there. They're always in the mix at the top. After seeing them last night, seeing a couple of the other results so far this conference season, I definitely think that they will be a team that is competing for that conference championship at the end of the year.
What other teams would you throw in that mix with them?
Tough to tell. You know, West has been towards the top of the conference the last few years, but they have a new coach this year, so I'm not sure what their program is going to look like. Austin's always a formidable team up there, so it'll be interesting to see what Jens does with them. And, you know, they're always going to be competing for that top spot. They've shown that that's kind of where they feel they belong, and that's where they, you know, usually play at. And then Century and Mayo both returned, or both had strong showings last year, finishing 1-2 in the conference. And depending on what they can retool with who graduated, I also expect them to be up there competing for the top.
Zach Luther, head coach, Yumber Lee boys soccer team, in their fall sports preview. And Zach, before we let you go, give me some quick comments. Century on the road on Thursday, September 8th. The home opener is coming up on Saturday, September 10th. It's a noon game against Faribault, so mark that on your calendar. A week from Saturday, September 10th, noon start against Faribault. Some of thoughts on a Century and the Falcons coming up next week.
Yeah, Century's always tough. So like I said, you know, last year they were at the top of the conference. They graduated a number of seniors, so it'll be interesting to see how they retool. But we've always struggled with Century, especially on the road. A couple of years ago, though, we gave them a really, really good game at home, and that was with, you know, a couple of the players that are still on this team now. So if we can kind of take that step forward and, you know, limit some of the mistakes and learn from what we saw in the film against Owatonna, hopefully we can, you know, stay competitive, give them a game. Faribault is another team that I usually enjoy competing with. You know, every year it's kind of a question mark what their squad's going to look like. Sometimes they're incredibly athletic, just kind of run by us. Other times they're really fundamental, pass the ball, move it around really well. So it's kind of fun to see which Faribault is going to show up. And, you know, that's a team that we've been competitive with the last 2 years, and I look forward to seeing how it plays out.
Zach,
and hopefully have a couple more of our guys back in action by that Faribault day.
Zach Luther, head coach of, again, the Albert Lee boys soccer team. They lose to Owatonna last night 11-0 at Century, coming up on Thursday, a week from tomorrow, hosting Faribault at noon. And, Zach, we'll talk throughout the season. Thank you so much for the time, and have a great Labor Day weekend.
Perfect. Thanks. Take care.